It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear the arguments for and against teaching computer coding in all schools across the country.
First, Donald Trump is campaigning in Wisconsin today with stops scheduled in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and West Bend.
Then is a return visit for Donald Trump. He and vice presidential running mate Mike Pence have made several visits to the Badger State since Trump became the official GOP nominee for president, which makes some political observers wonder how Wisconsin fits into Trump's overall campaign strategy.
With us now is Craig Gilbert, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington bureau chief. He also writes a blog about politics and elections called Wisconsin Voter. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be with you.
Well, we're seeing a lot of Trump activity here in Wisconsin, clearly, but the latest polling shows a big lead for Hillary Clinton. Does Donald Trump apparently think he has a chance to overcome that lost ground and have a chance at winning in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, what's interesting about Wisconsin is there is this disconnect between the polling and a lot of other kind of anecdotal evidence that this is a tough state for Trump, that his support is soft here, that it's going to be a challenge for him to compete here. On the other hand, Wisconsin demographically fits into how he's trying to expand his voter base. We have a disproportionate number of white blue-collar voters, which is his strength. And also geographically, it sort of fits into where he's trying to expand the map, which is the upper Midwest, partly because of the demographics. Places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, he needs to expand the map because he's got fewer opportunities in some states that used to be more reliably Republican that are now purple or blue-leaning in the Southwest, in the Southeast. The map has become harder in other places, and so by necessity, Republicans are turning to the upper Midwest, where there is a set of states that, even though they've been voting Democratic, have been relatively competitive in recent cycles.
Yeah, Craig, as Donald Trump's campaign is doing its electoral college map, how important is Wisconsin in getting to 270+1?
Well, it's not as important as Pennsylvania, for example. Pennsylvania is bigger, and it was actually closer in the last election. And so you've seen him really lavish attention on Pennsylvania, because without Pennsylvania, the map just looks almost impossible for Donald Trump. So Wisconsin is another state like Pennsylvania where it would be really helpful to the math. He doesn't have as many paths to victory mathematically as Hillary Clinton has, because when you look at how he's doing in places like Colorado and Virginia, if those states are lost to him, he's got a narrower and narrower path. I mean, he has to win Ohio and Florida under any circumstances. So Wisconsin could be helpful. I mean, you know, in 2004, which was the last George W. Bush election, Wisconsin played a really important role. It was an absolute top target of the Republicans because they were worried about losing Ohio, and they could have afforded a loss in Ohio had they won Wisconsin. So there are scenarios under which Wisconsin could play a similar role this time around. It's just that it's been politically a struggle for Donald Trump.
According to media reports, Governor Scott Walker may be attending these Trump events today. Here's what he had to say earlier about Donald Trump.
A lot of it's going to depend on whether or not the focus is on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, or whether or not the national media talks about sideshow issues. If Donald Trump can keep the focus on her and give speeches like he gave yesterday, where he clearly lays out a very presidential approach as to how he's going to address important issues like the security and safety of our nation, he can win. If he gets off on other issues, it becomes much more difficult.
How important is what Donald Trump says in Wisconsin to the effectiveness of his speech? If he stays on message, does that help sell him to maybe reluctant Republican voters?
It certainly doesn't hurt. I mean, what was interesting about the governor's comments was there was kind of a shot at the media, but there was also a shot at Donald Trump. I mean, he was kind of saying, you know, if the media is going to always talk about these side issues, translation, you know, controversial things that Donald Trump has said, and then in the next breath he put it on Trump, which is Donald Trump's got to stop saying stuff like this if he's going to run an effective campaign. Wisconsin's a state we've seen where voters don't seem to sort of warm up to that style of campaigning, the kind of adversarial, slashing, just kind of addiction to controversy. I think that may be one of the reasons he struggled here. And so Scott Walker is saying, you know, make it about Hillary Clinton, not about the things you said yesterday on the campaign trail.
We're talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Donald Trump's visits really to Wisconsin today and his path to Electoral College victory, which may need to include Wisconsin. Wisconsin wouldn't hurt if you were able to win it anyway. Craig, we've been talking about Wisconsin as one thing so far. You've spent a lot of your career breaking things down. Can you spell out the Donald Trump political geography here in the state?
Yeah, so it's interesting. If you look at the map and you look at the polling, there's so much polling in Wisconsin that we can actually get down into some detail about the different place air regions of the state. And right now, Donald Trump is actually performing better than Mitt Romney did 4 years ago in northern Wisconsin, including the Green Bay market, which is a huge, which is a big market. It's a really vital part of the state politically. And he's, in the last poll by Marquette, he was up by double digits in the Green Bay market. His problem is that where you would expect a Republican to be strong, which is all the counties kind of north and west of Milwaukee, including the very, very, very Republican counties of Waukesha, Washington, Ozaukee, but also including some of these Republican-leaning counties that aren't quite as red, like Sheboygan and Walworth and Dodge and Jefferson. This is really the Republican heartland, and this is an area where Republicans, if you add it all up together, need to win not only by double digits, but in some cases by high double digits or in the 20s. I mean, Governor Walker kind of won this region by almost 30 points when he ran for governor, and President Bush, in almost winning Wisconsin, won it by almost 20 points. But Donald Trump is at parity there now with Hillary Clinton. That's really a very bad sign for a Republican, because that's where so many Republican votes are. You need those voters not only to vote in large margins for Republicans, but you need them to turn out, because they do. They have turned out in the past. They're some of the most engaged voters in the country, but turnout is a real concern for him just because the enthusiasm isn't there. So that's his biggest challenge in the map. And, you know, the other side of the equation, which, you know, we've been talking about Donald Trump, but Hillary Clinton is the other side of the equation. And one reason Donald Trump is running really, really well in Green Bay is that she's very unpopular up there. And that's one thing that Donald Trump can point to in coming to a place like Wisconsin. That's one opening, one sign of opportunity, is that Hillary Clinton is also weak in Wisconsin.
Those counties you mentioned outside of Milwaukee County, they're also the heartland of the Never Trump movement, it seemed like, back at primary time, who delivered Wisconsin for Ted Cruz. People who, as you say, supported Governor Walker, who support Paul Ryan, not wild about things that Donald Trump has said about Governor Walker and Paul Ryan since this campaign began. As you watch polling, what are you watching for to see if that demographic starts saying, okay, he's still the Republican, we're going to vote for him?
Well, one thing to watch is what are attitudes toward Trump among Republican voters statewide. And what we saw it kind of hit a low point during the primary where, you know, fewer than 40% of Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin had a favorable impression of Donald Trump, which is pretty remarkable. That climbed up in June and July into the 50s and even the 60s, but it slipped again in August. This past month, those weeks of controversy after the conventions cost Donald Trump, and his support within his own party in Wisconsin receded by about a half a dozen points in the polling. And so that's one thing to keep an eye on. I mean, there was this interesting episode, you mentioned Paul Ryan, where Donald Trump kind of started a feud with Paul Ryan for no apparent reason on the eve of Paul Ryan's primary last week. And Paul Ryan proceeded to win it handily. And not only that, but if you look at, like, one of these counties we've been talking about, Waukesha County, which is the most important Republican county in the state, by a ratio of 9-1, those people voted for Ryan against a pro-Trump Republican challenger who Trump had praised. So there's an indication of you know, the fact that there's not a big Trump movement in that part of the state. People are more loyal to Wisconsin Republicans like Walker and Ryan, and there is some real softness in Trump's support there that he hasn't and he hasn't solved that problem yet. So take a, so keep an eye on how he's doing within his own party. Keep an eye on how he's doing in southeastern Wisconsin.
And Craig, as we wrap up, Donald Trump has definitely pointed to himself as a law and order, public safety candidate. He is here. He'll be in Milwaukee just after this weekend's unrest, after police shooting. He's meeting with police actually in Milwaukee today, I understand. How do you see a situation like the one in Milwaukee impacting the Trump campaign and voter perceptions of him?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what he has to say about it. It's a tricky issue for all the candidates. You don't want to be seen as politicizing it. It's racially divisive. It's sensitive. He has, you know, in his speech at the convention, you know, he called himself the law and order candidate. He kind of told a pretty dark story about safety and security in this country, and that's been one of his campaign themes. So we probably will hear him talk about this. It's another question as to how it sort of cuts politically. I'm not really sure. I mean, it's just, I think there's some risk on both sides in how you approach this issue, whether you're looking at, whether you're putting the onus on the police for how they're policing, or whether you're putting the onus, whether you're speaking about it in kind of law and order terms. On the other hand, it's tricky, and I don't see this necessarily as an issue that is going to move a ton of votes, but it is an issue that sort of reveals something about the candidates in terms of the way they talk about it.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Great to be with you.
That's Craig Gilbert. He's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief.